Hey, what's going on, guys? KTTV. Anchor Nation, a lot of other projects need a promotion. What's going on? It's been a while since I did an anchor recording. I know there was a minor bug update. I don't know if that changed anything. Probably not. It did say in the update, exciting things coming soon. Probably going to do a couple more recordings for this month. I want to talk about the legacy of the contest of Anchor last year, because that's important to me. And then I'm going to spend the day, probably next week, talking a little bit about what I did on the campaign trail. I have some audio to show and play to you guys, because it's a really, it's an interesting process. I don't want to call it a corrupt process, but it's an interesting process about how you have to go about your business when you're doing stuff like that. And so anchor contest, little campaign stuff. And next week, I also want to talk about a little bit about what I did in January about my racing predictions and how right I was, because you're going to be surprised if I could be right in all areas. I don't pick the smaller championships, but IndyCar, I guess I got wrong. Oh, no, I didn't. I predicted, oh, no, I did. I predicted Power to win. Dixon was second. I was close. But every other thing, I predicted pretty dang close. And I'm going to do my racing predictions probably somewhere closer to this year. I'm going to try to do it early January. I did late January last year. But racing is a short season, man, like a short off season. The problem is, for NASCAR at least, it's very short. I mean, you get done with November in Homestead, then you get 2 weeks of Thanksgiving, a whole month of December, a whole month of January. And with the way it works, after the Super Bowl, it's right back. So probably 2 weeks of, I shouldn't say, because there's an exhibition race. So about 2.5 weeks worth of vacation time in February, and then that's it. MotoGP and F1, a little bit longer, and then IndyCar is the longest from what I understand. That's September to March. That's a long off season. Same with MotoGP, and F1's a little longer. It's also September. November to March, so it's a little bit longer. You get, let's see, December, January, February. You get three, and then almost a 3.5 month break. It's nice, but it is what it is. Season's quick, guys. It turns around very close. Anyway, that's pretty much going to do it for this recording. It's more of an update. I've been doing well. Hope you guys have been too. I just want to wish everybody a happy Veterans Day to those who have paid their sacrifices to this country. It's been an always interesting Veterans Day this time of year too, because it's probably the most unique one out of all of them in a long time, because World War One is the anniversary next week. So this is an interesting Veterans Day. I guess you could say the 100-year anniversary of World War One. And yeah, man, I mean, just everybody who's, it doesn't matter whether you're past, present, or if you're sadly past, it's just a collective effort. Without the military, we don't have freedom. So let's keep that in mind today. Pay back a veteran who deserves it. Have a great day.